Kimberly A. Martin, Kevin Blackstone, Tim Kalishaw, Mina Kimes. This play from Sunday, T.J. Watt not given a sack. The Steelers appeal to have it ruled a sack. That appeal was denied. This would have given him sole possession of this sack record. Remember how Strahan got the sack record?
So bad.
Let's go around the horn.
What are they even doing?
Whether Mac Jones has hit a rookie wall, that was a question asked earlier this week in a column from Mike Reith, ESPN.com. Teams with rookie quarterbacks, 6-17 in the rookie's first playoff start. While you chew on that, take a listen to Bill Belichick on what he's thinking going into Saturday night, third matchup with Buffalo.
It's a new game. We're start from scratch and don't think or assume that the game is going to go like another one did.
Mina, how do you hear that? And how do you see this matchup for Mac Jones, a rookie quarterback, on the road, first playoff game?
I see it as a chess match. I don't think he's hit a rookie wall so much as defenses have just gotten better at game planning against him. And you saw that on display in round two. Round one was, of course, the three throws in the win game. Round two, the Bills struck back by aggressively playing the run, taking away Mac Jones' check down options and forcing him to throw outside the numbers, which is where occasionally he struggles. They broke tendency, played way more man coverage than they normally do. Now, it's Bill Belichick's plan to form a game plan with Josh McDaniels. How can they dial up some man-beating concepts, get their running backs in space? I think this is a fascinating coaching matchup. I lean Buffalo because of the discrepancy at quarterback, but I'm not going to count out Belichick's ability to game plan.
Tim Kalishaw.
You know, I think Belichick's saying, I know we won when Mac Jones only threw three passes. Don't expect that. I might let him throw five or six this week, if things go well, because that's what he would love to do. Not that he really wants to limit him that much, but he would love to make it a running game for his team and have his defense win the turnover battle. And, you know, these are the two best pass defenses. It's going to be about 0 degrees. It's going to be very difficult to score points. I think that's fine with Belichick. Yeah. I think that kind of evens up this game. Buffalo is a better team. But this is not normal conditions. I think it makes it about a toss-up.
Kevin, if I can ask you more specifically, how much credence do you put in the 6-17 record for rookie quarterbacks in their first playoff start?
Well, I put a lot of credence in it because, as Bill Belichick said, this is back to scratch, right? Back to square one. And what he means by that is I'm taking a rookie quarterback into a situation in which he's never been, into a situation in which I've never coached him, and on the road in a hostile weather environment. So it makes a big difference. And not only that, he also knows that, back to what Mina was saying, that the last time they played the Bills on 31% of their pressures on Mac Jones forced him to throw 2 for 10, only 41 yards, an interception, and a sack. So they've got to do a great job in trying to make Mac Jones comfortable in the pocket.
And Kimberly A. Martin.
Yeah, you know, the rookie wall question. I mean, how do you say a kid who went 9 for 9 for 121 in the fourth quarter has hit a rookie wall? I think when you look at the Patriots, what they do is they run the football, they play great defense, try to get takeaways, and not put too much on Mac's plate. So, yes, he's a rookie. I've seen a rookie quarterback win playoff games. Mark Sanchez, it's been a long time, but it's doable. Belichick is also, I think, 4-5 in road playoff games. So if you're going to put credence into stats, you can find stats that'll tell you anything.
So
with these two teams, they're division rivals. So the new wrinkles, you're not going to be able to do too much. The Bills know the Patriots, and everybody understands that with this Patriots team, you got to stop the run and force Mac to make mistakes.
How do you think Patriots fans feel about Mac Jones, Mark Sanchez comparison that Kimberly just gave us right there? Meena, I'll let you get the last word on this, but I have another question about this game. Go ahead.
We've talked a lot about Mac Jones now, but I think on the other side of the ball, this is much about the Patriots' pass rush, which has waned in the second half of the season, their ability to contain Josh Allen, particularly on the ground. I cannot emphasize enough. He has been a nightmare for opposing defenses using his legs, and it's going to be an issue for New England.
Tim Kalishaw on the Doppler Accu forecast weather team say it was going to be about 0 degrees in this game. There's been some discussion about the temperature here and how it's going to play out in this affair and things you could do to improve your performance. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Here's Bart Scott on Get Up today.
Oh, boy.
Can I get your suggestion for him? Josh Allen listening? Can people get this message to him? Viagra. Take some Viagra for the game, baby. That'll fit that circulation going right.
He's not joking, question mark? I mean, that's what he said. It's about blood flow in the body. Let me say it this way. Belichick historically has
not
been great in cold weather games
where
the Patriots have under Belichick. The perception is the Bills have an advantage in cold games, but Mina, you have a stat about Josh Allen?
Yeah, sorry, I'm still a little bit shook by that. So Josh Allen has a 50% completion percentage in freezing temperatures, which is actually 40th out of 41 quarterbacks over the last 15 years. That said, It's only five-game sample size, and I'm going to go back to what I said before, which is Josh Allen is going to use his legs in this game. He is dynamic on the ground, and I expect him to especially use them given the temperature.
I don't think Kalashore Blackest will want to weigh in on that first part of the conversation that Bart Scott was invoking. That's fine. I have to respect that concept. No.
Haven't heard of that.
No. All right. No. We'll be moving on. Cardinals-Rams, the Monday night game. Here's Cliff Kingsbury on what he expects from Kyler Murray in his first playoff game.
I think this is what he's been waiting for 3 years. He's a guy who wants to be playing for something and knows he's playing for something. This is his first shot at the playoffs, and I expect him to play probably the best game of his career.
Tim, how do you hear that? And do you see this matchup for Kyler Murray, also his first career playoff game, being in his favor?
How do I hear it? I hear it like I'm listening to a Barry White album. But as far as the point about Kyler Murray, the 3 years, first playoff game. All I think Cliff is doing here is going around the part about they don't have DeAndre Hopkins. And that has bothered Kyler Murray. And he's trying to tell him, you can do this. You can beat good teams with what we have. You threw for 650 yards against the Rams in two games this year. You ran for 100 against them. The team split. They can still win this game without their best receiver. They've won a bunch of games without him. And he's just trying to say, Kyler, it's on your shoulders and you can do this.
Mina Kimes, is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, well, it's certainly on his shoulders without Hopkins. This is an offense that has struggled at times down the stretch. A lot of things conspiring against them. The receiving talent without Hopkins is lacking. Pressure, you saw in Week 18, Kyler was sacked 5 times by a pretty mediocre Seahawks pass rush. That said, the playoffs are about matchups, and there are some weaknesses on the Rams that I think Kyler in particular can exploit. The linebackers in coverage and against the run have struggled. They are down to backup safeties. If Kyler gets the ball out quick and uses his legs, I think he can keep this one close. Mm-hmm.
Kimberly Martin?
Am I the only one that heard Cliff Kingsbury's comments and thought, does he really feel like he has to say this for Kyler's benefit? Kyler's one of the most competitive guys. He understands what's at stake. But Cliff, how about the story of your teams are always they don't finish strong, that when it counts, your teams sort of flame out. Who's that on? That's on the head coach. I feel like Cliff probably should have been talking to himself in the mirror and said, I need to have my best coaching performance, especially against Sean McVay.
Kevin Blackstone.
You know, we always criticize Bill Belichick and then laugh at him for not saying anything to the media. Well, what did Cliff Kingsbury really say? He didn't really say anything to the media either, just with a different personality. I mean, you know, of course you want Kyler to – of course Kyler was looking forward to this opportunity. This is what football players do. And, of course, Cliff wants him to have the best game of his career because if he does, that guarantees that they're going to be moving on to the next weekend. I think that Kyler Murray will play just fine. I think it's going to be an interesting matchup against a defense that we thought the world of early on, and don't think so much of now, and whether or not they can contain him not only on the ground, but that ability that he has to make a perfect pass off balance with somebody right in his grill. So it should be a great game. But, of course, you want him to have his best game of his career.
Kalashore, you're in that cardinal red. I'll give you the last word.
You know, people worry a lot about Cliff because that's somewhat shaky Texas Tech record. Let me just remind you, 2-0 against Kyle Shanahan this year, 1-0 against Coach of the Year Vrabel. He's fine. Okay. Don't worry about it.
What about against McVay? He's actually playing.
Tim's just lost in the bass and the voice of Cliff Kingsbury, which he does have some good bass.
Wish I could get down that low.
Yes, all right. One more thing from this game. Roll tape.
I've never seen so many of the opposing team's fans at a game. And we came from Detroit, and there are a lot of good traveling teams there, but that was wild.
Kelly Stafford, wife of Matthew Stafford, on her podcast. Kimberly, do you think the Rams should be worried about their home field advantage?
Well, of course, but I feel like the Rams should also worry about Matthew Stafford throwing multiple interceptions.
Yo, there it is, right in the face. Kelly Stafford.
I feel like when wives and parents and dads start talking, just stop. The issue is, did we not know that we were going to L.A.? Did we think this was a football city? What did we expect? Yes, if this team plays well, great. Fans will fill the seats, but really, what did she think?
Kevin Blackstone, dude, the Rams have a fan problem going into the game they're hosting in the playoffs.
Most of these new stadiums do. This is what happened in Texas when the Cowboys moved into their new stadium. Mm-hmm. People were complaining about the fact that all these other teams' fans were coming in there and making it sound like it was their home field. I know that that happened right here in Washington, D.C., and still continues to happen with the Washington football team. So, yeah, that's a real concern. And as a fan, I don't want somebody else's team's fans in my house. Get out of here.
Tim Kalishaw.
You know, I do appreciate Kelly showing respect to Cardinal Nation. No one has ever worried about them invading a stadium before. And I can tell you right away, I'm covering the Cowboys. I'm not coming. There's half your fan base. So I wouldn't worry about it too much. The San Francisco thing was crazy, though. I mean, they owned that stadium. But that's a part of the resale market for regular season games.
You don't think that applies so in the playoffs because you didn't even know the matchup?
Not nearly as much. You can't, you can't plan 3 months ahead and buy the tickets.
Mm-hmm. Mina Kimes.
Yeah, Kelly's mistake here was, you know, saying the quiet part loud. The quiet part in this case being Rams fans relative to opposing fan bases. But living in California, we'll tell you, there are Rams fans in L.A. That said, San Francisco is still the most popular football team in California. Of course, they're going to travel well for a meaningful game. I'd be more worried about them than Arizona Cardinals fans.
That will be the last word. Times 19, Blackstone 17, Kalisha 15, Martin 13. That said, Mina said a couple times, that's approaching bed status.
Oh. All right.
We'll be back by ourselves.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
The Mets destroyed the Bulls last night. That third quarter was 39-19. The game was 138-112. Quote, we're that good, end quote. James Harden, he said, they only played like 15 games together last year, only two this year. It's all coming together. Mina, was this more about Brooklyn's big win or Chicago's unraveling?
I agree with James Harden. They are that good. Watching them, I know Kyrie didn't put up big numbers, but when he's out there, everything's just less tight. The ball moves better. You get the sort of spacing you only get when you buy real estate outside of New York, which is appropriate because Kyrie Irving can only play basketball outside of New York. But with him, they're the best team in the NBA.
Tim Kalishaw.
You know, it helps when Patty Mills goes 6 for 8 from three-pointers, too, and he did that last night. They still play a little bit like an all-star team. You know, they haven't played enough together to really know what they're doing, but they're so good that for stretches, they will be unstoppable.
Kevin Black stuff.
Yeah, like an all-star team, they do just play once a year together, so, you know, it's kind of the same thing.
Everybody's
but
got jokes
let me say
today.
This. Let me just say this about the Kyrie thing. He's supposed to be one of your big scorers. He's supposed to be dropping 22 a night. He only had 9 last night. Patty picks up the slack. So, yeah, we know you can be that good, but I want to see how good you can be when you all three are scoring enough, you know, 90 points
well,
a game.
Well, you want him to score 160? They had 138 last night. Kimberly Martin, you have a takeaway from last night?
Yeah, I heard James Harden. I thought, thanks, Captain Obvious. That to me would be like Tom Brady saying, oh, guess what? Did you guys know us Bucks were pretty good? Yeah, this is the whole point of creating this all-star team for you to, it's not about one Wednesday night. It's about not just the regular season. It's about championships. This team is set up for championship or bust. So this win doesn't take anything from the young, exciting Chicago Bulls. This is really just one of those moments where you say, good win, but let's see what else you got.
Buy or sell two, how the Sacramento Kings introduced Russell Westbrook last night. They played cold as ice. They played ice, ice baby when he missed shots. Put him on the Jumbotron as the ice cold player of the game. Westbrook's slump continued. He was 2-for-14. Lakers lose. Here's Russ after the game.
Man, what are you doing? This is a f***ing shot, boy.
Yeah. KB, is that a low blow for the Arena PA, or is there no such thing as a low blow if it's true?
No, there's no low blow if it's true. I can't believe they didn't come with the Commodores. He's a brick house. He's having a horrible year shooting the ball. What he needs to do is get back to what he did the best in this league for a long time, and that's just get to the rim with abandon. That's what he needs to do.
Kimberly?
Yeah, everything's on the table. Every insult, this is, you got to shut people up. And based on Russell's response, he knows that he is not playing well. This, I would call it the LeBron effect. You were brought here for one purpose. What worked before, you got to switch that up. He just can't get, even the turnovers. That to me is the most disturbing thing. It seems like he's not shooting well, even though he's never been a good shooter. He's not shooting well, he's turning the ball over. Now, what is he, 4.1 turnovers a game? I mean, over his career, he's always turned the ball over. So, you know, ice cold.
This sounds like you're doing a 30 for 30 on Russell Westbrook here. Tim Kalish, how about you?
You know, I would pick up the phone, call my man Scotty Brooks. He can't be too busy. Because the only time in the last 5 years Russell Westbrook has shot over 30% from three-point, it was in Washington. It was only 31-5, not a lot better, but it's the best he ever did.
Amina Kimes, is it fair for the PA to get on a player like that, I guess, to get it back to the question?
Call him ice cold. I think Bart Scott has a remedy for that. Look, I don't have any advice for Westbrook at this point. I hear what KB's saying about the playmaking and maybe eliminating some of the bad shots, but he is an anchor on this team. He is dragging them down. I don't see a solution, frankly. And it's striking to me that LeBron can score 34 points and we say, not enough, because of Westbrook.
Buy or sell three, T.J. Watt tying Michael Strahan's record with 22.5 sacks this season. You knew that already. Here's the play. Should he have gotten credit for a sack here in the first quarter? It was a botched snap, but was Huntley going to try to throw it afterward? Initially, Watt was credited with a tackle for a loss and a forced fumble. After the game, the Steelers appealed that decision, that it should have been a sack because the quarterback could throw. Elias's ruling, appeal denied. No extra sack. Watt still tied for the record. Kimberly, you were there. Is that right? Should T.J. Watt have another sack and be the sole record holder?
Tony, I am so mad about this. The fact that I get it, rules, aborted play, all that, I get the rules, but this is where the rules mess up the game because it is so hard to break this record. And you watch a guy like T.J. Watt, this Steelers defense is so different with him. I talked to T.J. after the game. He was shocked. We were all shocked in the press box. We were tweeting.
Actual
there
reporting.
He goes. He broke the record. And now we have to take the tweets down because it's only a
Okay, well, you're not the victim here because you had to take your tweets down. Let's go to Mina Kimes.
Yeah, that was pretty weak sack. But, of course, Strahan's was weak as well. We all know it's a fake record. Brett Favre walked into him. They are friends. So I have no problem with giving it to TJ because I'm tired
of it. Show that play specifically. Do you see that as a sack?
Yeah, it's a pass play. He's in shotgun formation. He's going to throw the ball. He gets tackled behind the line of scrimmage. That, in any other world, is a sack. Michael Strahan has all the jobs. He doesn't need all the records. He doesn't need everything.
Kevin Blackstone.
Oh, this is what we're left with in the statistification of sports right now, that we're tracking this thing down. It didn't look like a sack to me. Just because you're a quarterback and you get tackled. No, because he lost the ball, he was scrambling. But you know what? Give him the record if you want to.
What are you saying about the statification? I resemble that remark.
Too many stones.
Stone, Martin. Front row seats for Showdown Times. Callis Show in 2 minutes.
Here we go.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Surprise NBA trade a month before the deadline. Atlanta trading Cam Reddish to the Knicks for Kevin Knox and a protected first rounder. Mina, how does life look after this trade?
Well, they've already got RJ Barrett, so you're adding Cam Reddish. I mean, are there any other of Zion Williamson's friends you can bring over to the Knicks? Maybe get that going, but conspiracy theories aside, this feels like a win for New York, which is weird to say. He's got upside. I don't see the downside for them.
I think it's definitely a win for the Knicks. It's a weird year. These were the 4 and 5 seeds a year ago. Now they're the 11 and 12 seeds. They both need a lot more than a Cam Reddish addition, but I do think the Knicks can get into the playoffs. I'm not sure about the Hawks right now.
I'll give a point for the conspiracy theory. You made a trade to try to get Zion in the future. Sure. Point Kime. Showdown 2, Jerry Rice telling Sports Illustrated becoming a head coach has started to cross his mind. That Deion Sanders got him thinking he could do that. Tim, if it's just starting to cross his mind, can you see Rice coaching?
No, not really. Not really at all. I mean, if he's been away from the game about 15 years. The thought just occurred to him. Maybe this would be good. He admits it would be hard and a lot of work. When you're that good and you made that much money, very few guys want to put in the hours.
Mina?
I mean, people said the same thing about Deion Sanders. He's had so much success recruiting, of course. Imagine Jerry Rice, the greatest wide receiver in the history of the game, coming into your living room. I think he'd be totally successful in college.
You think young players know Jerry Rice? You think they're on YouTube and trying to...
I hope so. I truly hope so.
Mina Kimes, it's crossed my mind that you've got FaceTime. 30 seconds.
Sorry, buddy. Okay, so Tony, you alluded to this earlier, Josh Allen's struggles in freezing cold weather, and I have a solution. This is not a joke. Buffalo, build a dome. Your quarterback has a bazooka attached to his shoulder. If you build him a dome, you will go to the Super Bowl. He will throw for 500 yards a game. This is a no-brainer. Just don't make taxpayers pay for it, please.
Is that a shot at Buffalo and Josh Allen? He can win without a dome, too.
No, it's a solution. It's a solution. I'm telling you.
Just
build a dome, win the Super Bowl.